Georgia special grand jury findings released. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Significant findings released this afternoon from a probe into possible interference in Georgia's 2020 presidential election.
The special grand jury convened by Fulton County DA Fani Willis found no widespread election fraud took place. However, most of the grand jury believes one or more of those testifying before it committed perjury. None of those people were named, but the panel did encourage the DA to seek any appropriate indictments. Former President Donald Trump has continually alleged fraud that cost him Georgia in 2020 and, to a larger extent, the election. DA Willis is said to be looking closely at a group of fake electors and into the former president's phone calls seeking to find votes as a focus of possible indictments.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Two suspects have been arrested after last night's shooting at a mall in El Paso, Texas, that left one person dead. A raucous town hall meeting last night in East Palestine, Ohio, where a train derailment nearly 2 weeks ago spewed toxic chemicals.
Residents who were told they could get answers were upset to learn that Norfolk Southern Railroad decided to skip the meeting. Saying it feared for its employees' safety, but resident Linda Murphy found that ironic.
They're worried about their safety. They're fearing their safety when they put everybody here in danger.
East Palestine's Mayor Trent Conaway promising,
they screwed up our town, they're going to fix it.
A representative from the EPA says tests on the town's municipal wells and the air have all come back safe. Residents asking why then are they suffering from headaches, burning eyes, and sore throats.
Fox's Jack Callahan. President Biden is about to address the nation on the recent string of airborne objects shot down in the U.S. and Canadian airspace. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the Treasury would exhaust its extraordinary measures and run out of cash sometime between July and September if Congress doesn't act fast. However, congressional Republicans and President Biden are at odds over what to do.
The inflation rate will not reach 2% target until 2027. Now, the President, Joe Biden, calling the Congressional Budget Office the gold standard yesterday, and then he said this.
Now, I made it clear in the State of the Union, I will not negotiate whether or not we pay our debt.
A new federal deficit is projected to be $1.4 trillion this year. And then the CBO report says the deficit over the next 10 years has been revised up by about $3 trillion because of newly enacted legislation and changes to the economic forecast.
Fox's Edward Lawrence at the White House. Russia again pummeling Ukraine with a barrage of cruise and other missiles today, hitting targets from east to west as the war's one-year anniversary approaches. Ukrainian air defense officials say they shot down 16 of the 36 missiles launched. A new report lists cities where it takes a long time to drive through its center.
There are some cities where a queue of cars causes a cacophony of honking horns, but here in London, we're too fed up to even do that. Welcome to the slowest city in the world. TomTom's research says it takes over 36 minutes to drive 10 kilometres, around 6.2 miles. Bengaluru in India and Dublin, Ireland, also in the top three. The slowest US city, you may not be surprised to hear, is New York, ranked 19th. Some good news for Americans. The report says you get more miles for your money in the US than many other countries. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Mexican army seized more than a half million fentanyl pills in a raid in what it calls the largest synthetic drug lab found to date. The army said the lab was discovered in the capital of the northern state of Sinaloa. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.